Justin Horner is a graphic designer. Now, he lives in Portland, and like many of us, he's had a rough couple of years of late. Tough years, which seem to have finally been put to rest one day by a tamale and a tire iron.
This past year, I've had three instances of car trouble. A blowout on a freeway, a bunch of blown fuses, and an out-of-gas situation. They all happened while driving other people's cars, which, for some reason, makes it worse on an emotional level. Each time, I was disgusted with the way people didn't bother to help. I was stuck on the side of the freeway hoping my friend's roadside service would show, just watching tow trucks cruise past me. The people at the gas stations where I asked for a gas can told me that they couldn't lend them out for, quote, safety reasons, but that I could buy a really crappy 1 gallon can with no cap for $15. It was enough to make me say stuff like, "This country is going to hell in a handbasket," which I actually said. But you know who came to my rescue all three times? Immigrants. Mexican immigrants. None of them spoke any English. One of those guys stopped to help me with the blowout, even though he had his whole family of four in tow. I was on the side of the road for close to 3 hours with my friend's big Jeep. I put signs in the windows, big signs that said, "Need a jack," and offered money. Nothing. Right as I was about to give up and start hitching, a van pulled over, and a guy bounded out. He sized up the situation and called for his daughter, who spoke English. He conveyed through her that he had a jack, but that it was too small for the Jeep, so we would need to brace it. Then he got a saw from the van and cut a section out of a big log on the side of the road. We rolled it over, put his jack on top, and we were in business. I started taking the wheel off, and then, if you can believe it, I broke his tire iron. It was one of those collapsible ones, and I wasn't careful. I had snapped the head clean off. He ran to the van and handed it to his wife, and she was gone in a flash down the road to buy a new tire iron. She was back in 15 minutes. We finished the job with a little sweat and cussing. The log started to give, and I was a very happy man. The two of us were filthy and sweaty. His wife produced a large water jug for us to wash our hands in. I tried to put a 20 in the man's hands, but he wouldn't take it. So instead, I went up to the van and gave it to his wife as quietly as I could. I thanked them up one side and down the other, and I asked the little girl where they lived, thinking maybe I'd send them a gift for being so awesome. She said they lived in Mexico. They were in Oregon, so Mommy and Daddy could pick cherries for the next few weeks. Then they were going to pick peaches, then go back home. After I said my goodbyes and started walking back to the Jeep, the girl called out and asked if I'd had lunch. When I told her no, she ran up and handed me a tamale. This family, undoubtedly poorer than just about everyone else on that stretch of highway, working on a seasonal basis where time is money, took a couple of hours out of their day to help a strange guy on the side of the road while people in tow trucks were just passing him by. But we weren't done yet. I thanked them again and walked back to my car and opened the foil on the tamale. And what did I find inside? My $20 bill. I whirled around and ran to the van, and the guy rolled down his window. He saw the 20 in my hand and just started shaking his head no. All I could think to say was, "Por favor, por favor, por favor," with my hands out. The guy just smiled and, with what looked like great concentration, said in English, "Today you, tomorrow me." Then he rolled up his window and drove away, with his daughter waving to me from the back. I sat in the car, eating the best tamale I've ever had, and I just started to cry. It had been a rough year. Nothing seemed to break my way. This was so out of left field, I couldn't handle it. In the several months since, I've changed a couple of tires, given a few rides to gas stations, and once drove 50 miles out of my way to get a girl to an airport. I won't accept money, but every time I'm able to help, I feel as if I'm putting something in the bank.
Justin Horner is a graphic designer living in Portland, Oregon. Now, his story was originally posted on a message board at reddit.com. Now, if you want to pay it forward with your own tamales, check out Diana Kennedy's recipe for tamales filled with poblanos and cheese. It's on the website, splendidtable.org.